Please welcome to the program one of the busiest new head coaches in the NFL and former Torontonian, Mr. Rex Ryan, ladies and gentlemen. Rex Ryan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm good. Listen, a well-known fact that you used to live in the city of Toronto.
Well, yeah, I was actually in around that Don Mills area and wherever, like Winfield Junior High and all that stuff. I lived around York Mills and that, but I used to go to a ton of the Leafs games and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, obviously very familiar with the city.
So you were like Don Mills, Eglinton, you'd go down to Maple Leaf Gardens, you'd watch games. How old were you when you lived here? What was the time frame?
I was probably around, you know, maybe 8 to, you know, 15 or something like that, around that age.
And you used to be a Leafs fan, and as Rex Ryan does now, he's all in and he's a Buffalo Sabres fan?
Oh, I have to be, man, especially when you look at ownership. It's probably a good move for me to be a Sabre fan.
Were you torn last night, Rex, watching that game?
Oh, shoot. You know what? I watched a little bit of it, and I saw where, you know, the Sabres were up, you know, in the third period, like 3-2. And then, you know, it's I guess it turned out that the Leafs won in a shootout, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing right now.
You know what? It's bad for everybody. It's bad for Buffalo. It's bad for Toronto. It was bad for everybody. But there's an opportunity there.
You know, I understand the way it is right now. You know, both teams are kind of rebuilding and things, but hopefully they'll both get it turned around soon.
Maybe there might be an opportunity for you to coach two professional sports teams next year, Rex.
Well, you know, thought about it. Shoot, I tell you what, I don't have any idea what I'd be doing back there. But I was a huge fan, though. I did. I followed the Leafs, you know, forever. I went to as many games as I could, and you know, Daryl Sittler, Lanny McDonald, Boris Salming, Turnbull, you know, all those guys. Even before that, with Ron Ellis and those guys. But you know, yeah, I still love the sport.
Real quick, switch over. Obviously, now the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, and congratulations to you, by the way, breathing life into that franchise, as have the Pegulas. How crazy has this ride been over the past couple of months for you?
Yeah, it's been a little, you know, it's been different. You know, I think now with, you know, for whatever reason, you know, obviously the trades are popping up. You know, we've made two trades that we think are really going to help our team with Adam LeSean McCoy and Matt Cassel. I think that's, you know, those are two big trades and things. But, yeah, just, you know, you got to get a staff together. I think we're very fortunate. I think I was able to put together an all-star staff. But it's, you know, how they work together. So you got to kind of thread that needle. And at the same time, you're evaluating your team, evaluating free agents, going to the combine. So there's a lot to do that first year.
How did the LeSean McCoy trade happen? Because that kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, it really did. We were actually in meetings with the Pegulas, our general manager, Doug Whaley, our president. Everybody, it was just we had our coordinators there. So at the time, we get a phone call, and they were asking about if we'd be interested. Again, of course we'd be interested, and then you want to hear what the compensation would be. And it just so happened that it kind of worked out. You know, we had an outstanding young linebacker in Kiko Alonso, and obviously Chip Kelly is very familiar with him, having coached him in college. And so it just kind of worked out where we were able to pull off a one-for-one deal. And, you know, I hope it benefits him, but I know it's going to benefit us.
How did your new offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, take the news?
I think he took it the way we all did. You know, we were extremely excited about it. And anytime you can add a dynamic player, you know, like LeSean here, I think it's, you know, you definitely look to do that.
Rex Ryan, head coach of the Buffalo Bills, joins us this morning. Rex, speaking of LeSean McCoy, are you surprised they didn't ask for more than Kiko Alonso?
Well, no, I think, you know, Kiko's an outstanding player and things, but, you know, hey, that's just the way the trade went.
And the other thing you did on the offseason, obviously, is pick up Matt Cassel from Minnesota. And, you know, I think if anybody's still concerned about anything, and offensively speaking, I mean, defensively speaking, there's not a lot to be worried about, specifically with you being the head coach. But are you worried about the quarterback position at all?
No, I don't think you're worried about it. It's, you know, I mean, it's... you know, I mean, hey, we don't have Tom Brady. I mean, we all recognize that. But, you know, we have some guys, I think, now with the addition of Matt Cassel, we just signed Tyrod Taylor and E.J. Manuel. I think we have three guys that, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, I'm excited about E.J. Manuel. I think this is a young man, obviously a former first-round pick, but he's a young guy. And I think, you know, he kind of was thrown to the wolves early. But we'll see. You know, he had to sit back last year, watch Kyle Orton play. But sometimes that could be a really good thing. That, you know, it depends on how he bounces back, what he learned from that situation, how he'll play in this system with Greg Roman's system. I think he'll do good. I think he had an outstanding quarterback coach in David Lee. So I think that's going to be good for him. And then you add a Matt Cassel, who's a veteran quarterback. He's won a lot of games in this league, so we're excited about him. And then Tyrod Taylor's a guy that we just picked up that very few people know a whole lot about. He's been a backup quarterback with the Ravens for years. I actually tried to trade for this player when I was with the Jets. He's probably, if he's not the fastest quarterback in the league, he's certainly up there with them. He's got great run skills, and I'm not going to say he's Russell Wilson, but he's kind of, he's got a little of that in him, where he's able to run zone reads and you know, pull the ball down and be effective. So we'll see how this combination works. But I think saying that I'm concerned, I'm not concerned with that, you know, at all. I think you know, we'll end up being a lot better than people probably perceive us to be right now.
Rex, I'm sure you love this question. If the season started tomorrow, is EJ Manuel the front runner at quarterback?
Yeah, you know what? It's not starting tomorrow. We're going to let that thing work out.
Good. Here's something, and I wanted to ask you this, actually, when we found out that the Patriots weren't going to have Darrelle Revis back. Did you have any conversations about maybe, because I know how much you love the guy, of taking a run at Darrelle?
No. I mean, we knew we couldn't have, you know, that we weren't going to be in a position where, number one, it's not an area of need for us. You know, we have an outstanding secondary. And you know, the price, it wouldn't make sense for us to pursue him because of the, you know, the simple fact we have, you know, we have three outstanding corners. So it wouldn't make sense.
Rex, you look around the division, obviously the Dolphins get Ndamukong Suh, the Jets get Darrelle Revis back. Do you kind of say, come on, man, at least cut me a little break in this division, just a little bit one time?
Well, no, I think I feel pretty good about what we've added. And, you know, so we'll see. I think the conference, I you know, I agree with you, though. I think the conference really got stronger. You know, if anything, you know, it currently doesn't look like the, you know, if you could say winners and losers in free agency, you know, obviously New England had to cut, you know, quite a few players. So obviously they don't look as strong as they did. I certainly hope they're not. I mean, they just got through winning the Super Bowl. So, but I believe the rest of the division really has got stronger. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I truly believe that we got stronger.
Circle any games on the calendar? Sorry, last question.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Both the New England games.